acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Wendy Williams' son, Kevin Hunter Jr., was arrested for assault.
Lord have mercy.
But his father, Kevin Hunter Sr., is not going to pursue this matter legally. So he said, I love my son very much, and I will not be pursuing this matter legally. Things are not always how they appear. Now, they're saying the incident went down because Kevin Jr., I guess, showed up at the house. He was going to get some of his things, and Kevin Hunter Sr. was there at the house. They didn't expect that he would be there.
Why is he still in Wendy's house?
Is he not supposed to be there?
No.
How do you know?
I don't know. It's Wendy's house.
Oh.
Why is Doo-Doo Brown still there?
I thought it was their house that they shared together.
When you pay all the bills, it's your house. You know Wendy was paying all the bills.
All right, so they're saying everything was cool between Kevin Sr. and Kevin Jr. They ended up going to the store together just after midnight, but then they got into an argument in the store parking lot. Now, the argument was over Kevin Sr.'s demand for spousal support.
That's right. Your son want to know why you're trying to take half of mommy money. You're cutting in the little Kev's allowance now.
Kevin Sr. then said that Wendy was brainwashing their son against him, and things got physical because Kevin Sr. put Kevin Jr. in a headlock, and that's when Kevin Jr. punched him in the nose to get out of that headlock.
Damn. I'm gonna tell you a story. I remember
like they both should have been arrested then.
I remember one time when little Kev was a kid. This had to be like 07, so he might have been like 6 or 7. And Kelvin was on the phone cursing out somebody, and because, you know, he only talks aggressive to women. And when he hung up, Lil' Kev said, "You better not have been talking to my mama like that." So I'm saying all that to say, Lil' Kev been watching you talk crazy to your mama for years, so he couldn't wait to grow up and punch you in your nose.
You was there?
All right. What you mean?
You heard the story? Or did you hear the story, or were you there?
Yeah, I was in the car. I was there.
He heard it happen.
And I'm glad he's not pressing charges, because you would have to be a grade-A sucker to call the police on your son and press charges on your son when your son, you are the reason your son is flipping out in the first place, okay? A man is supposed to be the foundation of his family, and Kelvin Hunter has never been that. So your son, who is a young man himself now, knows that, and he's calling you on your BS for being on an unstable foundation.
Think about how traumatizing that is, that your dad just had a baby by somebody other than your mom, who is supposedly his wife. So as a child, now you're looking at it like, how could you do that to mom?
Did he break the nose?
I don't know, man, but should we pray for Kevin's nose? Just want to do a hashtag justice for Kevin's nose?
Justice for Kevin's nose.
Nah, I'm not wasting my prayers like that.
Now, Kevin Hunter did say, Kevin Hunter Sr., that he is launching
Kelvin!
A new charity after Wendy Williams Hunter Foundation has been dissolved.
Ain't nobody donating to Doo-Doo Brown's Foundation.
Goodness.
Now, the philanthropic work will continue, he said. He said, although the Hunter Foundation in its current form will dissolve, the important work will live on. I plan on launching a new foundation in the near future continue the important mission
to give back
and helping those struggling with drug addiction and substance abuse.
There you go.
Raise a fund for side chicks who no longer can eat because the wife done cut the man off. And the money's done.
My goodness.
All right?
I'm glad you're very into this rumor.
Very into this. Let's do a fund for side chicks. Justice for side chicks who can't eat no more because the wife done cut the man off and now they can't eat. Let's raise a fund for them.
Jeez.
Now, Howard Stern was on Stephen Colbert's late night Tuesday night show, and he was talking about Donald Trump when he was asked who was one of his top guests ever.
He was maybe one of the best top five guests of all time. And why? He was wild. I thought I was wild. He would come on. He would start assigning numbers to women and evaluating them. I'm like, is this guy for real? What is he doing?
Like rating them 1 through 10.
1 through 10. I went, yes. Yeah.
But in your mind, a great guest.
No, a great guest because he would say anything that came into his mind. He was completely unfiltered. He was talking about his daughter was the most attractive woman he ever met and how much he thought she was hot.
I mean, I'm sure Donald Trump was a great guest then, but I mean, the fact that he actually became president and you can go back and listen to him talking wild.
Mm-hmm.
It makes him jump over a lot of other guests because of what he's doing now. Not necessarily because of how good the interview was back
well,
then.
Well, he also just says just because he would say anything. I mean, that's a crazy thing to say, how attracted you are to your daughter. That's
yeah, he
disgusting.
Said that a couple of times. And that's
all right,
nasty,
and
so.
Howard Stern did talk about Donald Trump running for president and why he believes that Donald Trump never thought that it would really happen.
I remember the first time he said, I might run for president, he put out his first book. And I know some of the people involved in this, and they said, pretend like you're running for president and you'll sell a lot of books. And he did it and it worked. So what happened this time? He's on The Apprentice. The ratings were going down and NBC was balking at giving him a raise. So what did he say? I'll run for president. I'll get a lot of press. And I really believe that Donald, this was a gimmick to get NBC to raise up his salary and to keep The Apprentice on. And I would bet the farm on that.
Mm. Well. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel like Donald Trump
didn't really mean it.
Yeah, but now we have some more insight.
Well, clearly the universe had other plans for Donald Trump.
Oh,
all right,
God.
And now Donald Trump is the 45th president of the United States of America.
Yeah,
so
clearly
sometimes
Russia had other plans.
So sometimes your good plan ain't God's plan for you. But you know what? I don't want to give God that credit because the devil got a kingdom too.
All right, NBA YoungBoy and Atlantic Records are offering to pay for the shooting victim's funeral costs. We told you about. The unfortunate situation, I mean, really tragic situation.
NBA YoungBoy's on Atlantic?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Muhammad Jarati, the man who was killed by a stray during the shooting that happened during the Rolling Loud Festival weekend, apparently they're heartbroken over his death and they want to make sure they can locate his family and pay for the funeral and everything. That's because he got caught up in between a shootout that happened between NBA YoungBoy's entourage and the assailant who fired those bullets. It wasn't NBA YoungBoy or his team that fired those bullets, but it was somebody else.
Mike Cosby be doing some sneaky deals, huh?
Wait a minute. Man,
he's been
there. I didn't know.
He went out there and interviewed him a while.
That's why you went out there to interview him.
I didn't say that.
You just said that.
You know what? Never mind. I said Yee went out and interviewed him a long time ago, and that's what he first signed.
Oh, okay.
Did his deal.
All right. Now
it wasn't because of Kaiser, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so.
We're going to sign you, but don't tell nobody.
No, everybody knew he was signed to Atlantic. It was never a secret.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Atlantic got all the problematic rappers that sell records.
Yeah. Well,
drop
like
a cruise bomb for Atlantic.
Kodak.
Oh. YoungBoy. You mean like who? You know who.
They had some great ones, too. They got Cardi.
They got Cardi.
They got
yes.
Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo's on Atlantic, too?
Yes.
God
sir,
damn.
Where you been?
Is there another label? No, seriously, all jokes aside.
They got Epic got Records. Everybody. They got Def Jam. And
the Soap.
Who Epic got?
Epic got Khaled. Rick Ross.
Future.
Okay.
I think they got Bruno Mars.
Yo Gotti.
Right?
No, Bruno's on Atlantic.
Yeah, Bruno's on Atlantic.
Damn. Ain't that Sharon? God damn, Atlantic killing all the other labels.
They're getting nice bonuses.
Def Jam got Bieber and Logic and Kanye.
Hey, Natina, you may need to go work for Atlantic.
Yeah, Logic actually, Natina used to work at Atlantic before she went to Def Jam.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
By the way, Logic had the number one album. Did you know that? That just came out. And he's on Def Jam.
Yeah, he sold like 82,000 records. Like,
it was number one. That's okay. Good. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Planet killing all the other labels. I had no idea. Who's on Def Jam?
I told you, Bieber, Kanye, Logic, Rihanna. Well, no, Rihanna put out music a long, long time, but she's still on signed.
Neither is Bieber.
Bieber just put out a record with
Two Chainz is on Def Jam. Mm-hmm.
I'm still going with Atlantic. Atlantic got it.
Atlantic's making some power moves.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like $1 million,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.